Good morning to you. The sun's starting to rise over beautiful Eureka, Missouri. We're live down here on South Central this morning and starting to get a nice crowd of people showing up to Chicken Ellie's. I see people over there eating breakfast this morning, and it's just great to be down here. It is 9/11. We've got a huge American flag here, courtesy of the Eureka Fire Department has brought that out, and the folks from the Focus Marine Foundation are down here. We're trying to help them out today with a little bit of fundraising, and we're going to introduce you to the executive director and one of their instructors coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We appreciate that. Lots of great business owners have shown up down here this morning. Jennifer and Shane were just here from the Landing Hub and the Cigar Vault down in Pacific. We've got Terry Selbert here from Selbert's Auto Body. Lots of great folks showing up. So thanks to all of you for your support down here. Glad to be live this morning.
And I'm thankful for the weather. It's chilly, but it's a nice morning, and it's just a great time to be out here live in Eureka.
It is gorgeous, and hopefully you've still got plenty of time to join us. We'll be here for the next 2 hours. So drop by downtown Eureka and say hello, please, and maybe help out the Focus Marine Foundation while you're here. You can go to focusmarines.org and you can donate even if you can't make it down. We would appreciate that. All right, the other big news yesterday besides the debate was this decision by the Missouri Supreme Court. And of course, Judge Limbaugh had basically taken this thing and said it's unconstitutional the way it's worded, this Amendment 3, and it immediately was appealed to the Supreme Court. They made their decision yesterday and decided to keep it on the ballot. We've got Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft on the phone this morning. And Mr. Secretary, we should have drug you out here to Eureka this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Sounds like it's beautiful in Eureka. I love this time of year in Missouri.
Yeah, it's beautiful down here. So a little bit of a setback yesterday. You had decertified Amendment 3, and I guess for now the court overrode that, correct?
Yeah, I had, frankly, after the lawsuit at the circuit court level, after listening to the arguments, after having the court affirm that it could be thrown out by not following that requirement, a requirement that, as far as I can tell, had never been used to throw out an initiative petition, I said, well, if that's true, then I need to decertify it. I actually agree with what Judge Limbaugh said, but unfortunately, yesterday the court overruled that. And what's really concerning, interesting how you put it, is they came out and said, no, put it on the ballot, but they didn't give any explanation as to why. Now, supposedly that's coming. I hope that comes quickly, because I think part of our republic and part of having open courts is, if they're going to come down with a judgment, they need to explain how they got to that, what the legal reasoning was. It's not just a decree from on high, or it shouldn't be.
I know one of the concerns with this, about this particular initiative petition, was the way that it was worded, because it was so vague. And I know people were saying this could open the door to gender transition surgery for minors, for example. I mean, how concerned are you that if this passes, that could be the path we go down here in Missouri?
Well, I'm extremely concerned that the language is vague. That's why I was so careful to write a ballot title and ballot summary language that went into exactly what this initiative petition would do. But time and time again, the court has overruled that language to make it more nebulous, and I think to make it harder for people to know what voting yes would mean on this constitutional amendment.
Yeah, I don't know if you're willing to go there or not. I am. I fear politics played a role in this decision by the court, that they didn't want to be responsible for taking this issue off the ballot. But it strikes me that if you support the initiative petition process and this one was worded incorrectly, you always have the opportunity to bring that back in the next election cycle. I'm a little surprised that the court made the decision it did, and I am anxious to hear what their reasoning was.
Well, it is very clear after all of the court cases and all the litigation about this Amendment 3 that the only reason it's on the ballot is because the court wanted it to be on the ballot. If you look at how they changed the language multiple times, and there's no other explanation to me, but the court wanted it on the ballot, and that's why it's there.
Yeah. Do you? I mean, obviously, the deadline was yesterday for issues on the ballot. Let's talk about the election integrity issue again. Here we're having debates around the country as to whether or not we should make sure that illegals are not able to vote in our elections. We're, you know, Missouri, again, I like to brag about it. We got ranked in, what, the top three or four states in the nation when it comes to election integrity.
You know, we moved that high. Unfortunately, we haven't done anything since 2022 through the legislative process. And our office, I believe, has gone as far as we're allowed under statute to secure our elections. I've been pushing the legislature to pass a law requiring proof of citizenship when people register or when they vote. In 2016, when the people of this state passed a constitutional amendment to allow the government-issued photo ID requirement, they passed that amendment. And in that amendment, they said that that could be required not only just for identification, to identify who you are, but also to prove residency and to prove citizenship. And a lot of people talk about banning non-citizens from voting. And yes, non-citizens shouldn't be able to vote, but that won't really change anything. The way you change it is to make people prove they're citizens. Otherwise, people can just illegally vote as non-citizens.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely concerned about that. And I'm thinking about that as I'm watching the debate last night. I don't know if you had a chance yourself to catch the debate. I was just curious to get your thoughts on it.
I did. I watched it. It didn't make me feel better for the future of our country, I'll put it that way.
Did you feel like the moderators did their job or not? Because many people felt like it was, of course, President Trump against only the vice president, but the two moderators on ABC, right?
Well, I think the moderators did their job. They supported Kamala Harris and put the thumb down on the scale. I mean, look, it is the press is in the tank for Kamala Harris. They are not about reporting the truth. They are not about letting people decide. They are about growing government, about telling people how to run their lives, and really reducing freedom. That's the worst part. Kamala Harris wants to talk about freedom, but she wants nothing to do with it for the people of this country and this state.
Yeah, that's a good point. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, well, thanks for your attempts to stop Amendment 3. I guess we now have to wait and see in November.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep, good to have you on this morning. Glad you gave us a few minutes. Yeah, this is the other thing adding to the question mark that now hangs over November. You have to assume Josh Hawley's a favorite. Most of the Republicans on the statewide ballot will be the favorites, and yet they're expecting increased voter turnout because of the abortion issue, because of Amendment 3. If that's driving those people to the polls, what impact does it have overall?
I agree. I think that's going to be an issue that's going to bring out a lot of people who typically wouldn't even consider going out and voting, and they feel very passionate about that issue. And I wish more people who were pro-life felt the same, you know, just as passionate. That is something that would drive me to the polls, no matter what. That's how strong I feel about it, strongly. And I am nervous. You know, leading up to November, I know God's in control, but it's still scary thinking about what could happen. I'm proud to live in a state right now where abortion is banned, and we know that that could change very soon.
Well, let's hope that we turn out the vote. There's no excuse. Talk to your friends and neighbors and get them to the polls. All right. Continuing our live report down here in Eureka, Missouri this morning. Lots of great folks showing up to say hello. You still got plenty of time. We'll be here for the rest of the show, another hour and 45 minutes. So stop by, say hello, grab some breakfast. Some of these great restaurants, Chicken Ellie's right across the street here. We've already had some food from there, and it's just really good stuff. Stop and see us. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about the Focus Marine Foundation. They're sitting out here. They got a booth right next to us. People can donate. They help veterans in so many different ways. Yeah. We're going to talk to not only one of their instructors, but also their executive director just at the bottom of the hour as we continue to do our live broadcast here in downtown Eureka. We're back in just a minute.